Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Mercury, your ruler, links to Mars, and that is very, very good indeed. It gives a spriteness of brain, a dexterity of thought, and all of this is good, especially if you have to work things out connected with a relationship in your life, or everyday matters like your further education, wanting to do something good by you. Perfect time to think about taking some kind of course or class that broadens your knowledge. Here's your Sunday stars. Nice energy between the Moon and Mercury today. What's good about this is it's the head and heart working so well together. Remember what I said yesterday, you should be considering taking classes or courses that gives you further education and extra qualifications. You're a Gemini. Gemini is all about learning and study and knowledge. And if you live up to that kind of reputation that you have cosmically, then it can only do you well. Here's your Monday stars. Put the Moon and the Sun and Venus together and you have a popsicle of an aspect, which is lovely. It's going to be really finger-licking good, and that's what you want now. This is about you promoting your personality and pushing yourself forward. I don't think you realize it sometimes, but your greatest asset is yourself. And that means if you connect with others and just push yourself forward, people are going to love you. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the Moon squaring Mercury, you've got to be a mite bit careful today. I think there's a kind of stealthiness about the stars now, which means that you've got to be honest and you've got to be straightforward. I mean, even if you have to cover up something for now, don't deceive yourself. Make absolutely sure you know what you're getting into, even if you've got to fob other people off with a kind of, I'm not really sure what's going on. But you should do, and you need to know what's going on. Here's your Wednesday stars. The Venus-Uranus aspect today is lovely. I love it because there's so many unusual things that can happen with this aspect. It's also about people you meet, people you connect with now. I would love you to think about traveling somewhere different, a cultural experience. This is not about traveling or doing things purely for laying in the sun or just skiing on the snow, but also the people you meet and the places you go that can teach you something. Here's your Thursday stars. There's a Moon squaring Venus today. The problem with the Moon square Venus is the fickleness of it. Other people who are very shallow and frivolous, and the trouble is you can also come across like that to others. Maybe you're playing a game, and if you are, that's fine, so long as you know the game you're playing. But also there's other people around you now who I'm not necessarily sure are as deep as you like them to be. For instance, a love affair could founder on the fact you're clever and they're not. Here's your Friday stars. When you've got a Moon, Mars, Mercury aspect going on, you need to get up and go and do something. This really is a day for adventure and doing the kind of things that you want to do. You don't have to go too far. It could be on your doorstep. But what I'm saying with these aspects is don't sleep through the day. You will lose a lot and you will miss out on opportunities that could arise simply because you're in the right place at the right time.